faint stench of hay, remnants of clay, that rash on your head, peanuts in bed, it strikes me all so very clearly. I sense there is something amiss. I was in love. Mendel, the magnificent. He was the circus's resident knife thrower, strong man and large mammal caretaker. Big, handsome, not too bright. Oh, he was perfect. I love the thrill of being strapped to his target. Knives piercing the wood all around me. The intensity of his concentration boring right into me. On stage we were naturals, daring and delicate. Daggers in velvet, a breathtaking sight. With tragedy always just inches away. Our love-guided blades hit just right. Then one day, I noticed a hint of indifference in Mendel. He stopped throwing his knives as close into me as usual. And a woman can notice the details, you know. He was lingering late at the large mammal tent every night. I knew he had found another. Oh, that greasy, lying bastard! Why would he do it? Why would he throw away our love, our life, our act? Well, how could he possibly have found someone more appealing than me? How careless, ungrateful, and wrong could he be to destroy what we had for some tryst in a tent? There was no one in town half as charming as me, so I followed to see where he went. As I snuck behind the flapping canvas, the sight I saw was cause for alarm. Mendel! In an elephant's arms! Sense. The stench. The peanuts. How he wouldn't shut up about what a great specimen she was, always giving her extra hay. I remember the way she looked at him when he hosed her down, balancing on the stool just right, swinging her tail at him in that way. Oh, I should have known! It was all just so bestial and humiliating! A woman's scorn is one thing, but losing out to a saggy, rough-skinned, overweight, 40 pounds of dung a day, subjugated zoo species! The geometry staggering!
There's nothing left for me.